Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's it. American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is a breaking news Tuesday here on the show, and we got a lot of information to get to today. The breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C., where Kevin McCarthy has announced that he is going to begin the impeachment inquiry. Now, look, this doesn't mean they're going to be voting anytime soon. This is the first step in what will be a fairly lengthy process. But Kevin McCarthy now green lighting the impeachment inquiry. I will say this. It's being done with a gun held to his head. Kevin McCarthy is in hot water. And his job is on the line, and the reality is McCarthy is having to do this to save his job. That's what's really going on here. Now, McCarthy's got some big troubles on a number of fronts, and the broader issue is, even if the impeachment inquiry moves forward, will there be enough Republicans to actually get a vote? And I say that because a number of moderate Republicans are already on record as saying, well, we don't want to go down that path just yet. We're not interested in going down that path because, quite frankly, we may end up losing our seats as a result of that. And that seems to be the argument from the House Republicans, and especially those who would be considered moderate or rhino. But Kevin McCarthy has a choice here. Either he can impeach Biden or he can find a new job. I mean, it really is that simple. So anyway, just a few moments ago, McCarthy announcing that they've been doing the investigations. And I've heard that, look, I've heard this from so many of you, that all the Republicans do is hold investigations, but no one's ever held accountable. And there's really no guarantee that anybody's going to be held accountable here. But I want you to listen to Speaker McCarthy just a little while ago, cut 19.
You know, in the months that we were gone, in the weeks, House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption. Now, here's what we know so far. Through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. Eyewitnesses have testified that the president joined on multiple phone calls and had multiple interactions. Dinners resulted in cars and millions of dollars into his son's and his son's business partners. We know that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies. The Treasury Department alone has more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates that were flagged as suspicious activity by U.S. banks. Even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family. Biden used his official office to coordinate with Hunter Biden's business partners about Hunter's role in Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Finally, despite these serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration, treatment that not otherwise would have received if they were not related to the president. These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Okay, enough. He's going to put me to sleep. Jeez, hello. Come on, McCarthy. Got to get a little fire in the belly. And this is one of the problems with this guy. Anyway, all of this is happening, and you have to understand the context of all of this. So at this very moment, you have members of the House Freedom Caucus, and they're threatening to call a vote to vacate the chair because McCarthy's made a lot of promises to the conservatives, and he's not delivering on the promises. So here's how McCarthy does this. He does it with Donald Trump. He's doing it with you, the American people. He'll say one thing in private, then he'll turn around and say another thing in public. The guy's two-faced, two-faced McCarthy. So the question is whether or not, now the question is whether or not conservatives are going to have the votes to authorize this inquiry in the first place. Because, again, you have Congressman Ken Buck out there leading the moderates, and they don't want to punish Biden. But so far, not a single member of the Biden administration has been held accountable for anything. Not a one. I want to get to that in just a moment. But here's Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is leading the charge. He's leading the opposition. And, man, he's catching holy you-know-what, not only from the far-left media, but also Fox News Channel. Okay, that's an oxymoron. But you know what I'm talking about here. Cut number 18.
Those of us who will not be voting for Kevin McCarthy today take no joy in this discomfort that this moment has brought. But if you want to drain the swamp, you cannot put the biggest alligator in charge of the exercise. I'm a Florida man, and I know of what I speak. We offered Kevin McCarthy terms last evening that he rejected. We sought a vote in the first quarter of the 118th Congress on term limits. He refused. We wanted a budget from the Republican Study Committee that balances on the floor in the first quarter. He refused. We wanted the border plan that the Texas delegation put together on the floor. He refused. And it is true that we struggle with trust with Mr. McCarthy because time and again, his viewpoints, his positions, they shift like sands underneath you. Even Kevin McCarthy's own mentor recently said that the lies always change. And Mr. McCarthy is not only responsive to pressure from the right. Time and again, he has failed to achieve the goals that we seek on spending and on the fight. For months, we have been asking Mr. McCarthy for his battle plan. How do we ensure that we stand up for folks in the military who feel like they're being purged? How do we ensure that if there is the passage of a farm bill, it includes things like work requirements? And all we got was a handful of howdy and a mouthful of much obliged. So we do not want to be here at this moment. We would prefer to have a unity of purpose, but we will not continue to allow the uniparty to run this town without a fight. There's very little difference between Nancy Pelosi and her California delegation mate that seeks the gavel. And we want to change because this town is broken. And this is a person who has acknowledged in Mr. McCarthy that the town is broken, and he has been a part of that process for many years as a member of the leadership. We'll take some questions.
All right, so that was Kevin McCarthy back in January. And so this has been going on. This has been festering for a very, very long time. And the conservatives are just sick and tired of it. And they're saying, you know what? We've got to do something here. And if McCarthy is not going to step up, we need someone else to step up to the plate. But again, look at what's happening. So far, not a single member of the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, not a single one has been held accountable for anything. Attorney General Merrick Garland, he's weaponized the Justice Department. Take down President O'Biden's political enemies. President Trump, he is literally being persecuted right now, persecuted. and prosecuted at the hands of these Marxist goon squads. Look at what Merrick Garland has done to these pro-life families, where now people who are pro-life live in fear of being awakened in the middle of the night with the door being bashed open by FBI agents. Or moms and dads who go to a school board meeting and they complain because they've got a transgender tennis coach frolicking about the girls' locker room with their daughters. And all of a sudden, they get a knock on the door. Or what about the law-abiding gun owners out there? And we'll get to New Mexico in just a minute. The list goes on and on and on and on. So why hasn't Merrick Garland been impeached? What's the holdup? What's McCarthy waiting on? By the way, what about Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas? What about him? This man has committed treason. He's literally allowed millions of illegal aliens to invade our nation. Millions. We're talking about dangerous criminals. We're talking about murderers. As a matter of fact, there's one on the loose right now in Pennsylvania, even as you and I talk on the radio. He's allowed rapists to come in. He's allowed the drug cartels to come in. They are literally waging war in our cities and our towns. You don't believe me? Go to New York City. Just wander around Times Square. You'll see what I'm talking about. So why hasn't Alejandro Mayorkas been impeached? What's going on up there? And until this morning, Kevin McCarthy had been on record saying that President Biden had done nothing that was worthy of impeachment. So I guess I can understand why conservatives like Congressman Matt Gaetz really are ready for a new speaker. So here's my advice to Speaker McCarthy, and this is sincere. I hope you're being honest. I hope you're being an honest broker. But if you're not, here's some advice. Spend some time this afternoon taking selfies around that great, big, beautiful, huge office of yours. Walk out onto the speaker's balcony. Most beautiful view in all of Washington, D.C. Be sure to get a few pictures. Enjoy it while you can. Because, sir, if you go back on your word again, if you betray conservatives again, if you don't impeach President Biden this time, your next office is going to be in the basement of the Cannon Building, sir, next to the janitor's closet. The American people are tired of being trod upon. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to your phone calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right. So something really weird happened in the show yesterday. Our broadcast bunker came under attack. Ben Dieter, is that a fair assessment of what happened yesterday? If someone's throwing rocks at your building, I think that qualifies as an attack.
We were under siege.
Under siege. So some guy who hates us was he called up to the show in the program last week. I'm not going to say his name, but the guy called in and was enraged. He's a leftist. And so then this guy yesterday shows up, and it was that guy. And he was throwing rocks at the windows. It's crazy. And so I wasn't able to hear it, but Dieter, you said you actually heard it. You and Dylan heard the rocks as we were being pelted.
Pelted is a great verb for this, Todd. You know when you were a little guy, you got maybe a Daisy BB gun? Remember those BB guns? And
oh,
you
yeah.
would pelt something? That's what it sounded like in the middle of your national show. I had no idea what it was.
So the guy like just apparently zoomed in. And I mean, the car was positioned like he was ready to, I don't know, ram the building or something. And that's, I mean, it was positioned that way. I don't know what the guy's intent was. I mean, if you're getting out of the car and you're, you know, throwing rocks at the building, you know, everything's on the table at that point.
I'm glad we don't have big rocks outside in the driveway. We have pebbles.
He wrote a letter. I've got to read this. I had to have it transcribed. The guy has very bad penmanship for a leftist. Anyway, I want to read this. Todd, am I the sole person who's been proclaimed a liar on national radio? Know that I was not incensed by the insult. Hold on, let me stop here. I kind of think you were. I'm just saying, I kind of think you were incensed, sir. It defined what a small person you are, a man of such dismal moral integrity. Blank Blank and I were guests at a small luncheon yesterday. He was surprised you had apparently not seen, heard, or read such incendiary remarks by a Baptist preacher. Google Huckabee bullets with ballots, and you will learn this seditionist comments are documented in many publications. Oh, I remember this guy. He took Huckabee's comments way out of context. He's a liar. Oh, I said it again, didn't I? Better get some new windows on order. Mm-hmm. Even BaptistNews.com had, oh, that's a leftist publication, sir. Even BaptistNews.com headlined, it'll be bullets instead of ballots if Trump is not elected. That's not what he said. You claim to be a Christian, Todd. I ask you to summon the courage to phone me. Should I get the guy's phone number out to the national? No, I'm not going to do that. Todd, I ask, if I wasn't a Christian, I would, sir. I ask you to summon the courage to phone me to discuss the fallacies of your intended insult. An apology is requested. If an apology, you tried to break out our windows. You heathen. If you don't contact me, I'll phone you this Friday and ask for an apology on the airwaves. What are you going to do, show up with more rocks? Oh, how I wish you could hear me illustrate how you worship an alternative Jesus to the Jesus whose teachings I follow. My Jesus didn't peddle in conspiracy theories or vilify his children who were coded gay or transsexual in their brains at birth. What? My Jesus abhors conventing evangelicals in the church. I don't think that's a word. My Jesus abhors evangelicals in the church, which bear Christ's name into a mean-spirited political party, oblivious to any one of the principles in the Beatitudes. Mr. Trump, Todd, is the Antichrist. Okay, here we go. So the guy's, he's got TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome.
And a bad arm.
Yeah, you know, I saw, we have the Ring camera, right? So we saw it, and it was kind of a limp-wristed throw. It was just kind of like, you know, it wasn't like, boom, 90-mile-an-hour rock to the window.
No.
It was like a toss. Anyway, he says, Trump is the Antichrist, a man whom you follow and worship. You cannot comprehend how his portrayal as a messianic figure who endures persecution so you don't have to is intended to portray himself as Christ nailed to the cross. So mindless, lost, and aggrieved souls like your listeners will attend MAGA rallies instead of attending true worship services. You know, let's cut the crap here, you piece of garbage. Who do you think you are, sir, calling up here, spewing your nonsense on the radio, which, by the way, I allowed you to do. Then you want to drive your car over here. And by the way, we've got your license plate, sir. You're going to drive your car over here and you're going to throw rocks at my building. Why don't you be a man and say it to my face? And then you're going to come over here and you're going to insult my listeners? That's a load of crap. By the way, Dieter, that guy not welcome on this radio program. Piece of garbage. Unbelievable. How dare you, sir? We have the best listeners in all of talk radio. And they think for themselves. Unbelievable. All right. He's accusing me of blasphemy now. Unbelievable. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. All right, see what I'm doing here? MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Everybody. Unbelievable. Somebody comes over here, throws rocks at our building, writes a nasty letter trashing our listeners. And Dieter, I understand during the break you were telling me that something happened to you over the weekend as the host of KWAM, our flagship radio station here in Memphis, Tennessee.
I met Antifa, Todd. The entire conglomerate or what the face of Antifa in Memphis. A guy by the name of Hunter Dempster, he's a villain here, and I was having a burger and a beer with my friends on Friday night, and all of a sudden, someone was screaming my name. I'm not you. I'm not a celebrity. That doesn't happen that often. But it wasn't a
fan. That someone screams at you?
No. No. I'm not you. I'm not national, so I don't expect to hear people screaming out my name, especially at a bar, and that's what happened Friday night. Screaming my name, and there was Antifa standing over me.
Mm. And so this guy, so you're minding your own business, you're with friends, you're at a bar, and you're having a burger because you're eating meat now. You've converted. May I just say, this is one of the happiest things about doing this radio program is we were able to, you know, we get excited when someone from the left converts to conservatism, but very rarely do we have a vegan conservative convert to being a carnivore conservative. And you're one of those people.
Less than 1% of the population in America.
So it really takes a lot. And so you are now officially a meat eater thanks to the efforts of the Todd Starnes radio program.
That's correct.
I'm getting a little misty.
So
you're having a burger.
Stuffing my face with this burger, and all of a sudden I'm being harassed by this man. And I say, hi, this is Ben. He said, Quam, Todd. Are you Ben Dieter from Quam?
What the hell's Quam? Oh, that's KWAM.
K-W-A-M.
What an idiot.
I said, I'm Ben from KWAM. What's your... He said, I'm Antifa. Lovely. Great to meet you, Antifa. He is actually part of the Decarcerate Memphis group, Todd, in town.
Is that like some sort of a hate group, or they don't like police, and they target they're progressives?
They advocate for two things: defund and remove police from cities, and their second tenet is to release violent criminals out of jail.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, so the good news here is normally these people, they're all bark, no bite. So what did you do? So this guy, you're trying to enjoy a nice night. You're having a burger. You're having a beer, and you're in this bar. This guy's screaming at you. What did you do?
Well, I tried to engage in a conversation. And when I stood up, you have to stand up to these people. So you don't sit down, you stand up, you shake his hand and look at him in the eye. And typically this guy has a black mask over his entire face. So it was the first time I actually saw this Antifa person without something over his face. And I did say, well, I have heard a lot about you in our town, And he said, well, that's because, you know, you guys are right wingers and white supremacists. You know, they throw all these names at you. So I invite him onto the morning show. I was like, you know, if we're having this conversation.
You intolerant, sorry, so-and-so, you did what?
I invited him onto our morning show, Wake Up Memphis, because I'd rather have the conversation on a show meant for conversations like that as opposed to while I'm eating a burger with my friends on a Friday night.
Wow.
He walked. So I ask him, and he turned around and walks out the door yelling, I don't want to give your right-wing station any legitimacy, and runs out the door. I've never seen him since.
Did he not understand that doing what he did gave us that legitimacy? Clearly not.
He ran way too fast. I couldn't ask
him. Wow. All right. Well, that's, again, all bark, no bite. So that's unfortunate. But again, I think it illustrates a couple of points. First of all, it's the Maxine Waters philosophy where you have to get that she wants these evil slugs to go out there, get in the faces of Trump supporters and conservatives, whether they're in the grocery store, whether at the gas station, at a restaurant, to absolutely harass them. That's what the left does. They don't want to leave you alone. They want to bully you into silence, and they want to bully you into submission. They will, and that's what was that's what that guy was trying to do. And he wasn't prepared for you to be kind and cordial, but you stood your ground. And as a result of that, the guy ran away. But I want to say something here, and I think it needs to be said. We're not going to be bullied. We're not going to be intimidated. You do not scare us, leftist. Now, we believe on this radio program in providing a platform where people of all different belief systems can phone in. We tell you to bring your arguments with you so we can debate and have a conversation. But we don't bully people. We don't intimidate people. We don't go to their place of employment and throw rocks at their building. We don't go to a bar and interrupt somebody while they're trying to enjoy a delicious, juicy cheeseburger. We don't do that. And you know why? Because we're human beings. So shame on you, all you leftists out there. And folks, I'm sure this is happening to many of you. If you are a member of Turning Point USA or Young America's Foundation, you probably go through this stuff a lot on your college and high school campuses. But I'm going to tell you this. The reason we're not scared is because we believe in defending the First Amendment rights with the Second Amendment right we have, the right to bear arms. And let me tell you something. This is not NPR. We don't play that nonsense over here on this side of the world. So you better be careful, folks, you leftist out there, because we're not going to be bullied, we're not going to be intimidated, and you do not scare us. Unbelievable. Find some manners. Go to church, you godless heathens. All right. Wow, we got to take a break here. I didn't even mean to. This was just, Dieter, you came in, you told me about this over the, it just angers me.
I think the angriest part about it all was just the fact that I had to pause for my burger.
Were you able to finish your meal?
Absolutely. I ate it better, actually. I felt more. And here's the thing, a little secret for maybe those vegans in your audience, Todd, because I know you do have those liberals in your audience. I don't think I could have stood up to the Antifa man without red meat in my veins and my body. If I would have still been plant-based, I would have cowered. I would have ran out the back door.
It makes you a man. Meat makes you a man.
You should see the chest hair I grew over the weekend.
Oh my
it's
God.
Starting.
A little TMI.
Sorry.
A little TMI. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it in the break. All right. We do have to take a break. 844-747-8868. Did we do the right thing here, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. A lot going on around the country. By the way, Congressman Andy Biggs is going to be here the next hour, along with New Mexico State Representative Stephanie Lord. Representative Lord was on Newsmax with me yesterday. We had a great show, and then Biden interrupted. He had his big press conference over in Alaska. Tony Perkins is going to be here. And our good buddy Charles Thorngren with Legacy Precious Metals. May I just say something about President Trump? And I'm sorry, President Biden. It's just unbelievable that this man is allowed inside the White House. So Biden has a habit, a tendency of making everything about himself. As a matter of fact, I called Joe Biden out on this in real time during the speech yesterday on Newsmax TV. Cut number 9.
To renew our sacred vow, never forget. Each of us, each of those precious lives stolen too soon when evil attacked. Ground Zero in New York, and I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell. It looked so devastating because the way you could stand.
Okay, well, all of that turned out to be a lie. It turned out not to be true. As a matter of fact, in Joe Biden's own book, so he wrote a book about all of this. And Joe Biden was actually at the Capitol building the day after 9/11. But Joe Biden has a way of making all of this about himself. He talked about how he saw the explosion at the Pentagon from the train station in Washington, D.C. How is that possible? How is it possible? I have been to the Pentagon. I have been to Union Station in Washington, D.C., and I would say it is next to impossible to see the Pentagon from that building. So how is it that he was able to see the explosion? I was asking these questions yesterday on Newsmax after the president's remarks because he always makes it about himself. I'm surprised, honestly surprised, that President Biden didn't tell the crowd gathered there at the Elmendorf-Richardson Joint Base that when he was a kid, he was building a big tower with Lincoln logs, and all of a sudden somebody shoved the Lincoln logs over. I'm surprised. As a way to personalize the towers tumbling to the ground in New York City. So it's pretty shameful. I was talking to Bernie Kerik yesterday, the former police commissioner in New York City during 9/11, and he said he was just disgusted. He said that the politicians who showed up in New York City at that memorial, they showed such disregard for the families of those who had died. As a matter of fact, there's video footage of the vice president, Kamala Harris, cackling. She's laughing and smiling and carrying on like she's at some sort of a hip-hop concert. I'm surprised she didn't try to twerk somebody. Right there in Lower Manhattan. Never seen anything like this. It's absolutely shameful. But you see, oh, and what was it, Peter Ducey? Ducey was talking about this on Fox yesterday. He said that he asked the White House, so why did you guys not go? What was it about about 9/11 that caused you to decide, you know what, we don't need to be going this year? And the response from the White House was really snarky.
Well, you didn't have presidents going to Pearl Harbor every year.
You know, at that point, I think as a reporter and as an American citizen, you have a constitutional obligation to bop somebody up the head with your microphone. Check the Constitution on that, Dieter. But it seems to me you ought to have that right. Unbelievable, these people. But this is what we're dealing with right now. This is the reality of Washington, D.C. But I'm telling you, Joe Biden, no way that guy's making any decisions in the White House. None whatsoever. Oh, by the way, we've got the governor of New Mexico, Governor Grisham. So it turns out this is not the first time that she's been going after people's First Amendment rights. This was some audio of the governor back during the China virus lockdowns, cut number 12.
But New Mexicans are traveling out of state. And they are not adhering to a 14-day quarantine, and you're not supposed to be going out. Why are you going out of state? Vacations, family gatherings, unnecessary, unrequired business travel. I can see you at the airports. I can see it on Facebook. Our modelers and folks who look at that aggregate data, we know about it, and we can see it now showing up in contact tracing. You are taking that virus to other places. You're bringing that virus back. You're being unfair to New Mexico's economy. Worse, you're putting New Mexicans in the hospital, and some of them are losing their lives. Unacceptable.
All right, so there you have it. That's the governor of New Mexico, and she's a leftist. Given full power and control, this woman would turn New Mexico into some sort of a Soviet Union satellite nation. That's who this woman is. I don't know why you people in New Mexico elected this woman. That's something you need to figure out. The problem is that most of your legislature thinks just like this woman does. So you guys are screwed. I don't know if maybe, just maybe, you've had a lot of people move in from California, and they've turned your state blue. But New Mexico has, man, taken a hard left turn after the governorship of Susana Martinez, who was an okay Republican. She was a moderate Republican, but she wasn't terrible. She wasn't horrible. But, man, what's happening in New Mexico right now? Absolutely awful. Okay, folks, I have to tell you about an exciting thing that's happening for the next several weeks. You're going to hear me talking about the brand new book. We are launching pre-orders this month all through all of September, pre-orders for my brand new book coming out. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Now, we got a lot of questions about where this country is heading. People ask me all the time, Todd, is it over? Is the American dream over? Is it hopeless? No, I don't believe it is. I do believe that we have some very difficult decisions to make as a nation. And if we don't make the right decisions, we're going to be heading down a very dangerous path. But I believe that we have the opportunity in 2024 to stop the radical spread of socialism and communism in our nation. And I write about that with a very healthy dose of humor in the new book. There's a lot of stuff to laugh about, and there's a lot of stuff to think about, too. President Trump asked for the manuscript, and, well, first of all, I asked if the president would be interested in endorsing the book, and the president asked for the manuscript. And so sent it to Mar-a-Lago. As a matter of fact, the interview I did with the president is actually in the new book. So got to spend 90 minutes with President Trump in his office at Mar-a-Lago. Someone said, what was that like? I said, it was like water skiing behind the pace car at the Daytona 500. You're just holding on for dear life. I've never seen a guy with so much energy. And the how he is able to multitask is so incredibly impressive. And so I write a chapter about going down and meeting with the president, meeting with other people. I think I even interviewed the taxi driver that brought me over to Mar-a-Lago. And it was just a lot of fun. So anyway, all of that information is in the book, and you can get yourself a copy at Amazon. We're directing people to Amazon, but really wherever you buy your books, you'll be able to order at Barnes & Noble, wherever. And for you folks in Memphis listening on our flagship station, Novel Memphis Bookstore is going to be the go-to spot to get a copy of the book here locally. But again, pre-orders underway, and they got a pretty good price on the book, too. It's not a budget buster. But again, go to your favorite bookstore or go online, toddstearns.com, and look in the live show blog, and all of the links for the book will be available there. All right, coming up, we've got a lot of great guests. We're going to be talking to another member of the New Mexico House of Representatives about the governor's gun grab there. Congressman Andy Biggs drops by, Tony Perkins from Family Research Council, and our good buddy Charles Thorngren from Legacy Precious Metals. It's going to be a great show. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on. I have a question for you. Do you really believe that Kevin McCarthy is going to impeach Joe Biden? Or do you think this is yet another ruse? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've been following this crazy story out of New Mexico where the governor has temporarily suspended the Second Amendment. And now lawmakers are standing up and fighting back. We also know that a number of law enforcement officers are standing up and fighting back, saying they refuse to enforce these laws or this order. And impeachment proceedings are about to get underway. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our next guest was also a guest on Newsmax with me yesterday. And she joins us now, State Representative Stephanie Lord. Representative, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me back on. I'm excited to give you more updates about what's happening in New Mexico.
Yeah, and let's just jump right into it. What is the latest intel you can share with our audience?
Okay, well, there's a couple things. One, there have been murders with firearms since she passes, so apparently that's not working. I don't know if you saw on CNN, they ripped her apart today about the Constitution, which was unbelievable. There are now six lawsuits, National Gun Rights Association, Gun Owners America. We have a local group here, our caucus and the state party. We're all suing her. More lawsuits to come. And so far, only one elected official that's a Democrat has kind of quasi stood up to her. But the rest, everybody else is standing down. They are not supporting her at all.
This is really fascinating to see so many Democrats standing up, and I'm wondering why they're doing it. What's going on there? Are you surprised by that?
Well, I honestly, yeah. Well, this whole thing's been surprising, right? It's a kind of being in the twilight zone, because I'm trying to figure out what her end game is. And again, like I said before, I don't know if she's willfully defiant or mentally incapable of making decisions to understand the oath, but I really don't know what the end game is, but I was shocked the Berlin County Sheriff stood up, who's a Democrat, and then she ripped him apart. She said, I don't need for you to explain the Constitution to me. Well, apparently we do need to explain it to you because you're not getting it. A bunch of them, the district attorney, a senator who's a Democrat stood up against her. Now there's six other Democrats who signed a letter, a public document, to say, we want you to stand down on this. And instead she went on CNN and tripled down, saying that I'm going to go through with this and I have the absolute right still to violate the Constitution.
So I want to actually play some of this. It's a little lengthy, but we may jump into the middle of it here. This is the governor yesterday. Cut 15, please.
Because those are kids. They're kids who shouldn't be shot.
It's
but
disgusting.
We also have, Governor, the Constitution of New Mexico and the Constitution of the United States, and you're an attorney. Do you think you're on solid constitutional ground here?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, look, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had the right. I have the right.
Where is the right? Where is the
in
right?
In the state of New Mexico, public health, it's a suspension. It's not a ban. And we'll see what all of these court actions mm-hmm. do. And I did say publicly, Poppy,
yeah.
look, I got a Supreme Court that says my personal bodily autonomy can be restricted. And yet NRA and other issues on the Second Amendment keeps getting broadened. So the Bruin case in New York, right,
yep.
that deals with concealed carry
right.
and cases in Texas
and that's
that say
actually,
you can
Governor,
be
what
a,
I'm talking
a drug.
About. You bring up the Bruin case, the
but
Supreme
I don't
Court
know
last
this
year.
Question,
let me just ask you this, because the Supreme Court last
yeah,
year
sure.
totally changed what we're allowed to do, what you're allowed to do. And they said unless you can base it in the history and tradition, you don't have grounds to do something like this. The New Mexico Constitution, I looked last night, Article 2, Section 6, says this, quote, no law shall abridge the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for security and defense. No municipality or county shall regulate in any way any incident of the right to keep and bear arms. Are you not in violation of both the U.S. Constitution and your state's Constitution?
I don't believe that we are. And if that narrow reading of the Constitution, which has been tested in the state, we wouldn't have universal background checks. We wouldn't have a waiting period.
Okay, enough of that. I don't. Geez, Alou, I've never heard CNN going after a Democrat like that, at least in modern CNN history.
Me either. I was quite surprised on that. And you know what I find is interesting? When they did that red flag, which is, I think, absolutely absurd, because if they're saying somebody is mentally ill enough or dangerous himself or others that they should not have a weapon of any kind, why are we taking the weapon and leaving them at home by themselves? I mean, that thing's absurd. But secondly, you know, they don't get any due process. But when they did that, all the sheriffs, all 33 sheriffs, well, sorry, minus two, stood up and said, we're not going to violate our Constitution. We're not going to do this. And she went after them and said, no municipality can override the state. Well, what did she just do in Bernalillo County? She just said, this particular county, we just restricted your rights. Also, what if she decided to say, well, I don't like the media going after me and I want to ban Representative Lord and Representative John Block and they can't say anything about me. She could say that, couldn't she? I mean, that's another right. So who knows where she's going to end with this?
Well, this raises an interesting question. If, in fact, as she said day before yesterday, that there are no absolute rights that we have as citizens, she could very well say, I don't like all the negative media coverage and shut down the newspapers and TV stations.
Exactly. And isn't that how basically communism starts? You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm the dictator. I'm the tyrant. I don't like this. I don't like that. No, she's actually starting to frighten me with the things that she's saying. She's very much, you can see, this is what we've been dealing with. She's a tyrant and she's a dictator. And you also notice when she's on that show, if you really pay attention to her, she's talking at the host, not engaging with them. She's talking at them. That's how she is all the time.
What are the chances that she is removed from office?
Well, I'm kind of upset because somebody, some sort of expert I haven't listened to yet said, well, chances are slim. And I like to say the exact opposite. I have got Democrats who are elected officials who signed a document saying we've had enough. And there is always that possibility they may go, wow, this woman violated the Constitution. And if I don't go along with this, I may not get reelected. or I may be taken out myself or primaried or whatever. So you never know how this is going to swing. I'm happy to do this. I'm looking forward to going after her. And I think it's comical that she's attacked me 3 times on Twitter. That's how desperate she is.
Well, I think she is desperate. She realizes that she overstepped here, but she, instead of backing down, she's tripling down now. And that really concerns me, because that means you've got a governor who thinks she's above the law.
Yes. And to be absolutely honest with you, the reason that how I even got involved with politics was when I first moved here, when she was elected, I was like, oh, no, she's coming for our guns. So I started a group called Pro Gun Women, and we were activists. We had big rallies. We spoke out against her. And I realized she doesn't care. And I'm going to tell you some insider stuff from some Democrats I've talked to who tried to vote against her. She pulls in the back room and berates them. Like, we've had somebody quit, and she berated them so badly that they're done with politics. That's how ugly she is.
Wow. Wow. That's insane.
Story.
All right. So, Representative, we want you to keep us updated on this. This is a very important story, and I'm going to give you the final word here. I do have concerns, though, that this is a test run, that Democrats around the nation are looking at what's happening right now in your state, and I think they want to see if the people are going to push back.
I think you were absolutely, I honestly believe that. It feels like New Mexico is the test grounds for socialism, communism, whatever, dictatorship, whatever you want to call it. But they're trying to see how far they can push the envelope here. And it is frightening. And I've been getting a lot of messages from people saying, thank you for standing up, because we're afraid this is going to happen in our state next.
All right. Well, Representative Stephanie Lord, we appreciate you being a great American patriot. And you tell the good people of New Mexico, there are a lot of freedom-loving Second Amendment defenders out there, and we're standing alongside of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I love being on your show. You're a great host, so thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you. You did a great job. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. All right. New Mexico State Representative Stephanie Lord from New Mexico. Yeah, we have been having a lot of fun on that Newsmax show. So Chris Salcedo is going to be back in, I think, later in the week. But I will be hosting again today. That's 4 o'clock Eastern, and we would love for you to be a part of the program. And you can do that by watching. All right, 844-747-8868. I'm curious, do you see this, what's happening in New Mexico, as being a trial run for trying to implement this in other states? 844-747-8868. So I want to read, we're going to listen. Do we have the Senator John Kennedy audio ready to go? We're still working on it? Okay. Okay. Well, we will get to that later then. We will take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's jump into it, people. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jacksonville, North Carolina. Alfonso is on the line. Alfonso, what do you want to talk about today, sir?
I was just talking about this whole incident in New Mexico. And, yeah, I definitely feel that they are testing the waters for this. We want to head back to, instead of having different classes, they want to go back to royalty and subjects, is what I'm pretty much figuring. So I just, what we all ought to do in every state We ought to start announcing it. We ought to pick a day, a week, a month. And everybody who owns a gun, as long as they are legal and as long as they are legally allowed to carry it, whether concealed or open carry, we ought to carry. Just to show them that nobody is going to tolerate this. That will start a big problem for them.
You see, Alfonso, I am with, yeah, absolutely. And just, again, this is a message for the good people of New Mexico. They have to get out in the streets on this one. They have got to protest. They have to push back. And if they don't, then other states around the nation are going to start looking at doing the same thing New Mexico is doing. If there is not massive blowback here, we've got problems.
Yeah, we need to put our foot down. We need to put our foot down. They are ruining our entire way of life.
Well said.
We're in a country run by degenerates right now. You know, it's disgusting. I'm not a big guy into politics, you know. I don't really get involved. I couldn't have told you the difference before all this happened. I couldn't tell you the difference between the Republican and the Democrat Party. Because I don't recognize it at all. I don't recognize it. The only thing I feel about the difference between the two of them, it's just the first line of separation of the people. And now they got us broken into 97 different genders, and I mean, it's disgusting. And we're all falling for it.
You see, Alfonso, last night, are you a big NFL guy by any chance?
No, sir. I don't watch any ball sports. I fish, I hunt. That's about it.
I haven't watched the NFL since Colin Kaepernick started taking a knee. However, last night someone said, hey, Starnes, you got to watch the Jets game. And I turned it on, and I saw something that was just really remarkable. I mean, the MetLife Stadium was filled to the rafters. I mean, thousands of people in the football stadium. Aaron Rodgers comes running out onto the field, and he's got the American flag. He's waving the American flag. The crowd goes nuts. And I've got all this video, and I would encourage you to look at it, folks, at toddstearns.com. The crowd goes nuts. Don't go anywhere, Alfonso. And then the national anthem is performed. A young lady from one of our great service members, and the stadium announcer told the crowd to sing, to stand and sing loud and proud. That was the announcement. I thought, wow, this is like we're back in the 1970s and 1980s again. And the whole crowd gets up there. And then the service member, she says, you folks sing along with me. So it really wasn't about her. And then you have just tens of thousands of people in the stands there in the Meadowlands of New Jersey. And they're standing up and they're just belting it out. And they're panning the stadium, and there is an American flag draped the entire length of the football field, and these good old boys from Queens and the Bronx with their big beer guts, and they got the jerseys on, and they've got the beer in one hand and their hand over their heart with the other, and they're just singing it like they're in the opera. And then people start chanting USA, USA, and the fireworks are going off, and man, it was like how it used to be in this country when we all, Alfonso, we all just were unified. And as I was watching that scene, I thought about what you just said. Alfonso, I just deeply believe that Trump got screwed in 2020 because there's no way those people in that stadium voted for what's in the White House right now. There's no way.
Well, for whatever it's worth, I have never voted in my entire lifetime.
Really? You've never voted?
No, sir.
Why?
If Trump does run again, I'm going to register and I'm going to vote for the first time in my life.
Alfonso, well, that's the problem. You got to go register today. Start voting. Start voting for Republicans.
That's the whole thing is, I don't believe any of them.
Well, I know, but
the Republican Democrat thing. The only reason I'm going for Trump is Trump seems like he's one of us.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but you got to at least try. All right. I look. It's like flying an airline. Do I love Delta Airlines? No, but they're the airline. They're the airline I hate the least. So they get my business, right? So that's how I feel about the Republicans. Yeah, they're probably going to screw me, but they screw me fewer times than the Democrats do. So, Alfonso, you got to go vote there. Get yourself registered. And folks, if you haven't done it, get out there. Get registered. Get engaged. Alfonso, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Ben Dieter, I have a question for you. Dylan has been working on this audio from Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. The senator is reading from a book that is in a library, many grade school libraries around the nation. And I'm not sure we should play it. It is so graphic and vile.
It's pornographic. And he's been working on this audio, Todd, for your listeners, a little behind the scenes for at least 45 minutes.
And it's not like we're banning words per se. It's entire sentences. And I'm trying to figure out, should we play this on air?
That's your call. I'm leaving this one on you.
Wow.
If you have kids.
Are you sure you don't want to be the scapegoat? You don't want to be the scapegoat here?
I don't want someone to throw rocks at me. I'm paranoid now.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to figure out what we should do here. I think it's important for people to understand, but maybe people will understand that it's so vile and graphic. They want a fifth grader to read it, but we're not allowed to play it on the radio. What does that tell you? Anyway, all right, I'm thinking about it. We'll figure out a plan. All right, 844-747-8868. By the way, what do you tell people like Alfonso, who's not registered to vote? What do you tell those folks? Because they're afraid of getting screwed by everybody.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, just a few moments ago, we had Alfonso, a good man. But he said, Todd, I've never voted. I don't trust any of the parties. But if Trump runs, I'm going to be registering. Well, first of all, Alfonso, my recommendation is go and register right now. But what advice would you give someone like Alfonso? Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama. Sarah on the line. Hi, Sarah. How are you today?
Hey, Todd. Yes, I just want to say something real simple and gentle to Alfonso. Sir, if you don't register, your voice doesn't matter. Please, sir, register. Take the time. It's easy. It's simple. Elections have consequences. If you want to vote, please, please, sir, if you don't try, you fail.
Sarah, this is great advice. And the reality is, that 20 million evangelical Christians in America chose not to go and vote in the last presidential election. So you have to ask yourself, what would happen if you had evangelicals rising up around the nation and just getting involved in the political process?
My pastor says we are now at the time that we need to be militant. We need to have the Bible says the breastplate of righteousness. I mean, good grief. We are warriors. We need to, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We are at war. It's a spiritual war. And this young man, Alfonso, vote, register, take the time. It's not that hard. Vote. Vote for the right person who is morally correct and loves this country, because this administration is leading us down a long and dark winter. He said so himself.
Well, it's true. As a matter of fact, I actually quoted that speech in my new book, Sarah, is that Biden promised to usher in this long, dark winter, and I believe Trump is going to usher back in morning in America. I truly believe that, which is why every single person has to get out there and vote on Election Day. Sarah, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening in Birmingham, Alabama. You know, Ben Dito, is the breastplate of righteousness and the cast iron skillet of, I don't know, we've got to have a southern version of that. Still trying to figure out, what do we do here, folks? Do you want me to play the audio of this speech delivered by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana? He read, you know what we're going to do? I've decided what we're going to do, Ben Dieter. I'm calling an audible. I'm going to post this, the unedited version of the video, on our website. Why don't we do that?
I mean, I think that's a good call. I mean, you could put the kids out in the backyard. Maybe you could maybe send them to grandma and grandpa's house, but they've got to be at least 50 miles away from the radio when this is played. It's just that bad. And we could take out all the bad words and still air it. And it's extremely pornographic.
Okay. Can we start to play it? And then when I say stop, Can we do that?
Yes.
All right, let's try it.
You could be a conductor, Todd, and when it's not, okay, you just put your hands down.
All right, I feel like I'm a conductor. All right, we're going to try this. All right, here we go. This is Senator Kennedy just moments ago on Capitol Hill. So this is being broadcast on C-SPAN.
Let's take...
No, not yet.
...two books...
Okay.
...that have been much discussed.
All right.
The first one is called... All Boys Aren't Blue.
Uh-oh.
And I will quote from it.
Oh, geez, a lube.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees. And I began to slide into him.
Okay, that's it. Okay, no, can't do it anymore. Oh, my word. Jeez, a lube, Dieter. It's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
I'm blushing. You're blushing. Oh. Dylan's blushing.
May I ask a question? So they think that's okay for a school? I want to meet the adults who think that is okay. That's what I want to do. So here's what's going on. The Illinois Secretary of State was up on Capitol Hill testifying, and they have a new law in effect. Poor Grace Baker. I wonder if she regrets moving to the land of Lincoln. So they have a new law, and that law bans parents from being able to remove pornography from public schools. In other words, you're a parent, and that book is in your child's library, and you're horrified by it. There's nothing you can do. The state says the Democrats who control Illinois say, you don't have a right, mom and dad. You've got to let your son read that book about slipping and sliding into another guy's private parts.
Ugh.
That, folks, this is where we are in America right now. So we're not going to play any more of it. I can't. It goes on. It's 3 minutes. 3 minutes long. And then the Secretary of State comes back, and here's what he told the senator. The words you spoke are disturbing, especially coming out of your mouth. It's very disturbing. Really? Well, what about coming out of the mouth of a 12-year-old, sir? Is that disturbing? That's what I wanted. Is that disturbing, sir? Unbelievable, these people. But this is why, ladies and gentlemen, we advocate for homeschooling on the Todd Stearns radio program. So you don't have to worry about your kid having to read crap like that. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. I hate it for you folks. I hate it for you. But the reality is, and it's an awful reality, if you send your kids to public school, they're probably going to come home as perverts. All right, well, Greg Kelly's time on Newsmax has now moved. Big news. He's on at 9 o'clock Eastern. You can watch his amazing show exclusively on Newsmax. By the way, 6 o'clock Eastern, the night starts with Greta Van Susteren, followed by Rob Schmidt and Eric Bolling. I'm on at 4 o'clock today, and would love for you to hang out with us today, 4 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. The big media, by the way, hiding the truth about Biden, and that's why you need to watch Newsmax, because they just tell it like it is. By the way, Newsmax is getting close to beating CNN in the ratings, and after Tucker Carlson's firing, millions are now turning off Fox News and turning on Newsmax. President Trump, he's one of those guys, watches Newsmax all the time, and you can find Newsmax on all cable systems. And if they don't carry Newsmax, give them a call and say you want Newsmax. Well, look, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have our good friend, a member of the House Freedom Caucus from the great state of Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Yeah, I am, Todd. Thank you. I hope you are as well.
Well, I am cautiously optimistic after hearing from the Speaker of the House earlier today, but I'm not all that convinced we're going to see anybody get impeached. What's your take on what the Speaker had to say?
Well, I understand your cynicism. I think the timing is meant to deflect from the budgetary issues and some other issues that are going on here in Congress. But I also I know the work that James Comer, as chairman of the Oversight Committee, has put in. I sit on that committee, and I know Jim Jordan is committed to it as well, and I sit on his committee, and I've read much of what Jason Smith has put out over Ways and Means. So I think I am cautiously optimistic like you. I've seen bank records. I've seen SARS. I've seen depositions. I've attended depositions. It just seems to me that we're actually to a point where we can maybe press forward and ultimately get the votes to go forward for an impeachment.
Well, the problem, and that's the problem for the Speaker, because he may not have the votes when you look at some of the more moderate members, Ken Buck, for example, Dan Bacon out of Nebraska. Do you think you're going to be able to have, he's going to be able to get the Republican votes he needs to make this happen?
Well, the inquiry is going to go forward without a vote, which I thought was the best. I felt you didn't need to do the vote to do the inquiry. So the inquiry gives us a little bit of additional strength with our subpoenas. So the real question is, can we show and demonstrate to the entire conference that Biden has done something that he should be impeached for? And I think ultimately we probably get there. But we're going to have to show all the evidence that we have, and we're still trying to gather evidence. This administration has been horrible in stopping us from getting all the evidence. There's also Todd, what these guys did is they set up a web of corporations, shell bank accounts, rolling money through single transaction corporations, solely to launder money that they were getting from overseas and multiple countries, including countries we haven't made public yet. So as this stuff gets out there, I do think you might see some minds change in the Republican side.
Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, because again, the evidence that, and we've had Congressman Comer on, Congressman Jordan, they're saying the evidence is overwhelming. So as long as there's the evidence, there shouldn't be any issue with anybody who believes in the rule of law doing what needs to be done here.
Agreed. I mean, if we're no longer a rule of law country, but we have to get back to being a rule of law country if we're going to have freedoms. And that means that you have to hold accountable people like even Joe Biden, who basically was selling his office to the highest bidder. I mean, and we have got multiple witnesses. You have multiple pieces of documentation. You have evidence, and they all point into Joe Biden. And I don't know what some of these guys want. They I think they want direct evidence, but circumstantial evidence is just as valid as direct evidence. You know, it's just a question of weight for either one. So I think we've got the evidence there, and we're going to get more too, Todd. We're going to keep investigating, keep getting more evidence.
Congressman Andy Biggs joining us today. Congressman, I want to go back to the shutdown. You've been out there, a lot of other members of the House Freedom Caucus saying, hey, we don't need to be afraid of a potential government shutdown. Why is that?
Well, I'm calling it a pause because I think it's more legitimately called a pause because 85% plus of all government activities and payments continue on as if as normal. Nobody will even feel it. The vast majority, unless you're a Washington insider, you're not going to even feel the activities because it all keeps getting funded. And even if you're in that part in Washington, D.C. that feels it, you get paid back. So it is, you get your back pay. So it is all simply a pause. And I think we need to let the American people know quite clearly what this is about. And last week, for instance, the estimate of our national debt was no longer $1.8 trillion. It was $2.2 trillion. That's a problem. And the fact that Congress failed again, even though Mr. McCarthy, the speaker, when he was campaigning, said, I'll give you 12 appropriation bills on time, he didn't do it. And that's a problem because that prevents us from trying to actually even make any step towards balancing the budget.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to be watching very closely. We know you guys are doing the right thing there, and let's just hope the Speaker of the House does as well. Oh, we got to leave it there. We are super late for a break, but Congressman, really appreciate you phoning in today.
Absolutely. Thanks, as always, Todd.
All right. Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona's 5th Congressional District. So, and I think he's got a great point here. This whole Biden impeachment inquiry meant to take the attention and the focus off of this looming government shutdown. I say shut it down. Just shut it down. The Republicans have got to take a bold stand, and we've got to teach these Democrats that we're not going to be spending money we don't have. We've got to do it. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 4 o'clock Eastern. I'll be hosting Newsmax. You're going to want to watch today. We got a great lineup for you. Want to play some audio for you. This is Senator Fetternack from Pennsylvania. He just found out that the impeachment inquiry has been launched, and this is his official reaction as a United States Senator.
I asked you about this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment inquiry, has said he's going to...
Oh, my God, really? Oh, my gosh. You know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please, don't do it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is wrong with that guy? What? No, Dylan, no. I think, no, that was actually the senator. It wasn't the little mini, it wasn't mini Fetter on the neck. No, that was the actual senator speaking. Just want to pass that along. Holy cow. Folks, I'm telling you, this is terrible. Oh, by the way, Ben Dieter, have you seen this photo? This is crazy footage. It was in a zoo where apparently And people seem to forget that, you know, animals are animals. They're not humans, right? So there was an incident at the zoo in Australia where it's the Perth Zoo on Australia's west coast. I wonder if they have an outback over there. Anyway, turns out that an orangutan got a hold of a possum. And the orangutan was in the tree with the possum. And the orangutan basically threw the possum into the air. And I mean, it hurtled and it was so fierce that the possum vanished. People can be seen screaming in the background, "Oh, my word!" So
it's like something from Madagascar. This is like theater. This is like a movie.
I mean, it launched that sucker. So apparently, bad news, the possum died. did not survive. You know what happened? So, it wasn't the fall. You know, apparently the poor possum landed on a road and then splat, somebody just like ran over the possum. No, I'm just kidding. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
You know, on New Year's Eve, Ben Dieter, they have the big New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
And in Memphis, I guess they just fired guns. But people drop stuff. Mobile, Alabama, they drop a giant moon pie at the stroke of midnight, which is very clever. And in North Carolina, they drop a giant pickle. So that they're home of a big pickle company over there. But in Brasstown Bald, North Carolina, they actually do a possum drop, and they used to drop a possum at the stroke of midnight in a box.
That's a great way to rain.
And the owner, the organizer said it was actually safer. PETA always got very upset about all of this. But they said it's unfair to the possums. But the owner said the possums are actually safer in the box than they would be crossing the street. Or in this case, at the zoo.
Wow.
So who knew? So there you go.
There should be a Fetterneck ball drop.
Which one? The big one or the little one? On the neck. All right, got to take a break here and go repent. We'll be right back, America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. Good to have you with us today. A lot happening this hour of the program. And by the way, head over to the website, toddstarnes.com. If you would like information on our podcast, also our newsletter. By the way, pre-orders now underway for the new book called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And you can get yourself a copy by going to either our website or going to Amazon, wherever you buy your books, Barnes & Noble, you name it. They're going to be able to get you a copy, again, a pre-ordered copy. We're going to be talking about it today, 4 o'clock Eastern, hosting Newsmax. Hope you'll join us. Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of my special guests. Again, that's 4 o'clock this afternoon on Newsmax. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. They've got a big event coming up. It is the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit in Washington, D.C. Tony Perkins is president of the Family Research Council, and he joins us this afternoon. Tony, hope you're doing well.
Todd, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, staying busy, and I guess you guys are very excited about your upcoming conference.
We are. It's shaping up quite well. We're excited about this coming weekend. Starts Friday morning. We'll actually have Jonathan Kahn kicking us off Friday morning, but we've got a great lineup. Donald Trump's going to be there, Mike Pence, Governor Ron DeSantis, Vivek is going to be there as well, and a number of senators and congressmen and just a host of other folks going to be there joining us. It's going to be a great weekend.
So this is the first time back in Washington since the pandemic. Is that right?
Yeah, since D.C. basically ran everybody out, we've had it on the road the last couple of years. Last year we were in Atlanta, year before that in Leesburg, Virginia. So we're back at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. So everything looks good. I know this election variant of COVID's breaking out, as you can see from the Biden administration, but we're not going to let them shut down the summit. We're having the summit this year.
Tony,
so Friday, we want people to come and join us and be a part of it.
Tony, I'm curious, what is it that that your supporters are looking to hear from the presidential candidates at the summit?
There's a couple of things. One, I think they're looking for someone who is going to push back, fight back against what this administration has done. I mean, we're living in a different time. The Obama administration really moved us to a really strong cultural confrontation, and it's become intense. It's only intensified under the Biden administration. It's really a fight between good and evil, between light and dark. And I think people are looking for hope that we're going to have someone who's going to bring common sense to our nation's capital, lead the conservative movement forward by fighting for the things that matter.
When you look at the group of candidates up there, it seems as though they're all having a very difficult time trying to get their message out. And I'm curious, based on where we are now, what is it that these candidates need to do to try to get support from these, we used to call them values voters, but what do they need to do to get the votes of the Pray, Vote, Stand crowd?
Well, I think they're doing by number one, having a conversation with them, coming to speak. Donald Trump has not been a part of the debates. I don't think he's going to participate in the second debate. He's not been to a lot of the forums, but he's coming to speak to a constituency that is important to Republican candidates. What we call now the SageCon, the spiritually active, governance engaged conservatives, kind of replacing the evangelical term that's become very elastic. And I think it's talking about the policies. And I tell you, Donald Trump has a lot to stand on, given what he did in 4 years as president. But there are others that have good track records that they've assembled. Ron DeSantis has done a great job in Florida on the policy front. So I think people are, I really think they're open-minded in many ways, although there is a strong, strong affection for Donald Trump and what he did as president. Mm.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, their summit coming up this Friday in Washington, D.C. at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. You mentioned the speeches. I understand you guys are also doing some workshops, so there's some more hands-on things that people can do when they are there.
Yeah, all Saturday afternoon is filled with a number of breakout sessions, how to create a community impact team in your church or community, how to become a candidate. We'll be talking about what's happening on school boards. You name it, really. It's A to Z in terms of engagement. And that's what this is about. It's not just about coming, Todd, and hearing speeches. And in fact, a lot of what we have are panels. They're not necessarily stand-up speeches. But panels, information, but then it's for the purpose of engaging, whether that be in doing voter registrations back at home, becoming a candidate yourself, educating others. Every vote matters in these elections, especially when we see the foolishness going on in the manipulation of some of these elections. We've got to make sure our folks are registered and they're turning out to vote.
Well, and that's huge. I want to go back to something you mentioned, the community impact team. Tell our listeners what that is.
Well, it's kind of the social conscience of a church. That's primarily where they're located. We've got about 8,000 of them across the country in churches. They keep the churches informed about what's going on. They do provide voter guides that we produce and others produce, voter registration at times. But they're also they have a life of their own. They will take on community service projects. They might partner with a local school. They might create a care pregnancy center. So there's a number of things that they do based upon their passions. But the main thing is they're involved in the community. They're outside the four walls of the church and helping others in the church get engaged to influence the community. It's what the scripture says, as Jesus describes us, as salt and light, providing a way forward and preserving the culture by being a part of it.
No, I think this is a terrific idea. And I know, speaking from, you know, my vantage point of being in Memphis, Tennessee, where the only churches that are engaged are the churches that are electing more progressive or Democrat candidates. And a lot of the churches that I would say maybe years ago used to be involved have just completely disengaged. Has that been a challenge?
Yeah.
And how do you get those churches back engaged?
Well, it is a challenge. So you have some that have stepped back. They don't want to be, you know, controversy. They don't want to be targeted. But others have stepped forward. I mean, I've just a couple of the, actually two of the pastors that'll be at the summit this weekend. Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. I mean, they're making a huge impact in California and beyond. Gary Hamrick, Cornerstone Chapel in Leesburg, Virginia. I mean, they've had a huge impact in Virginia. These are pastors that are part of our network that have stepped forward, and we've helped facilitate them influencing. So there are churches, and this is what's happening, Todd. It's very interesting. People are flocking to those churches. This is what people want. They want to know what's going on. They want to know what to do. They want to be engaged. And this is what a SageCon is. We're engaged because of our faith. Our faith compels us to do something. As James wrote, faith without works is dead. Well, we don't want dead faith. We want active, live faith engaged in the world around us. So those churches that are doing it are growing. Those that are not are literally dying.
Mm. All right. Well, again, folks, the event is coming up this weekend. Pray, Vote, Stand Summit. If you plan on attending, it's at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C. Tony, where can people go to get more information online?
They can register at prayvotestand.org, prayvotestand.org. There's still room, but you need to register soon.
All right. Well, Tony, good luck. I hope everybody has a great time this weekend.
Well, Todd, thanks so much. Always great to talk with you, and have a great day.
All right, likewise. Tony Perkins, everybody, president of the Family Research Council. And if you're going to that event, Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, like he said, there is still opportunities to get tickets, and you'll be able to hear from a lot of the presidential candidates as well. All right, got to take a break here. And folks, we're going to go right to our phone lines when we return. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I have to tell you about our good buddy Mike Lindell. Man, are they coming after him. Have you seen the videos of Lindell going at it with the attorneys? And the attorney dared to suggest to Mike Lindell that his pillows were lumpy. I'm surprised that attorney still has all of his teeth. I mean, you don't say something like that to Mike Lindell, especially when it comes to MyPillow, which is my favorite pillow of all time. I have six MyPillows on my bed. I love pillows. And they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. Over 80 million MyPillows have been sold. And Mike wants to thank every single one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Now, get this. You're going to get a queen-size MyPillow for just $19.98, regular price $69.98. But Mike's going to give it to you for $19.98. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the bed sheets and the mattress toppers, my slippers. So all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you will see all the incredible offers and savings. Now, you got to use my promo code Starnes, and that's going to activate all of the discounts. Again, promo code Starnes, you're going to get the 10-year warranty, you're going to get the 60-day money-back guarantee, and you know what, best of all, you're going to start sleeping really, really well. And trust me, if you're getting the My Slippers, your feet are going to say thank you. Your toes are literally going to say thank you. That's what the big toe sounds like. I'm just telling you. MyPillow.com/Starnes, promo code Starnes.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it would be great to get on the New York Times bestseller list, but The challenge there is you can only, they say you can only get on the NYT list if you do the book stuff on Fox News. But I'm not able to do it at Fox anymore. So, but I contend that our vast audience of listeners across the fruited plain, yes, I said fruited, across the fruited plain is going to be able to help propel us to the New York Times bestseller list just on the pre-orders. And I think you need, what, 15 to 20,000 book sales right out of the gate, and boom, you're on the list. By the way, we did that with Culture Jihad. We were number 4 on the list, but then they booted us off because they said it was subjective. But what are you going to do? But I think we're going to do very well with Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All right, let's go to the phones here. Keith in North Georgia. Keith, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Todd, for listening to me. I got a question. I understand the Biden administration wants to give $8 billion to Iran, but they can't do it because of national and international banking laws and sanctions. So they figured out a backdoor way. Is that not considered money laundering, a specialty of the Biden?
Oh, that's exactly what it is. It is money laundering. This is absolutely shameful. And not only that, they're doing this, Keith, during 9/11. That's what gets me. So they're unfreezing $6 billion in frozen funds, and they're swapping prisoners. So we get prisoners, they get prisoners. Remember, what is it that Ronald Reagan said? We do not negotiate with terrorists.
Shouldn't that be a part of the impeachment, is that they were money laundering? That's in violation of the law.
Yes, they're going to have to investigate it, and they're going to have to get all the evidence. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could be impeaching Biden until the cows come home. I mean, that's how much crime has already been committed up there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right. The Justice Department should do it, but they're not going to do anything. Thank goodness that Merrick Garland didn't make it to the Supreme Court.
Wow. Boy, you're not kidding. That was a close one. That was a close game. Thank goodness that Hillary Clinton did not win, or we would have a supermajority of leftists on the Supreme Court right now. Woo! Don't want to keep you up at night, but man, that'll keep you up at night. Keith, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868 is our phone call. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio here. This is from a black woman who, for the longest time, was not a conservative, did not like Trump. But I want you to listen to Angela Stanton King as she goes after all these people that are out there calling Trump a racist. Cut 13.
When it comes to President Donald Trump, I want to say this because a lot of people accuse this man of being a racist. And I just want to say that I met President Donald Trump working on criminal justice reform. I, too, was one of the ones that said, no, I don't want to go talk to that man. I don't know him. He hates black people. That's what they said. And so they said, well, Angela, he's working on criminal justice reform. You have a story. Many of you may or may not know that I served time in a Georgia state prison. And while I was serving time in that prison, I was pregnant. And when it was time for me to deliver my baby, I was transported to a hospital here in Georgia by a police officer, and I was chained to a bed, and I was forced to give birth to my baby with a sheriff watching for a nonviolent crime. Also separated from my family for a nonviolent crime. But you know, the Democrats said we only supposed to fight for the family separation at the border. They forgot all about the family separation in the border. They want Trump to apologize for the CP5, but they demanded that Joe Biden apologize for the 94 crime bill. But that's something else. I had a story. They told me that this man was a racist, but I had a story, and I knew that if I could use my story to convince this man that there was a need to reform our criminal justice system, then I would do that. I wasn't going to be worried about emotions. I wasn't going to be worried about the media. I wasn't going to worry about the naysayers. I was going to go in with my story and see if I could make a difference. I found myself sitting in front of President Trump in the Oval Office, and I shared my story. This is the man that they told me was a racist. I don't know. I'm scared to death. Is he going to hang me? I don't know. Is he going to call the KKK the way that the media has portrayed it? I'm in a danger zone. Just so happened that he heard my story. Not only did he pass the First Step Act, but he also made it illegal for them to chain women to the bed during their childbirth. This white man that they told me was a racist, they told me he hated black people. So not only did he just sign one of the most historic forms of criminal justice reform legislation to ever hit this nation, overturning the 94 crime bill that massively incarcerated black America, freeing nearly 20,000 people to this day.
Just so you know, that's what many in the black community now think about Donald Trump. So they look, people are waking up. And it's as if the scales are coming off the eyes and people are finally seeing what the Democrats are really all about. And they're finally seeing who Donald Trump really is. By the way, it wasn't Donald Trump that used to have lunch with segregationists, right? And it was Joe Biden's crime bill that locked up so many black people. I'm telling you, I think we've got a racist in the White House. I truly do. Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the Palmetto State, South Carolina. Angie on the line with us today. Hi, Angie. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I just have two things to say. One, Biden and Mitch McConnell keep getting voted in by the dumb people from those states. And I can't believe they have continued to put these people back into office. I know Biden, of course, him being vice president, okay, that's a give me because he was chosen. But could they not see through the guy's game all those years that he was a liar and just not that intelligent? The other thing, and I'm saying bad, mean things, but last but not least, I'm tired of certain people calling white people racist when they're just as racist as they say we are.
Who are we talking about, Angie? Who are we talking about here?
Well, I'm talking about black people that call white people racist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just making me so upset that they're just, how can I say the word racist is them. They are the racist because they look at our skin color and they think, I mean, they already have certain ideas of who we are and what we're like. And I just feel like during the point where Floyd was going through, you know, they were going through all that issue, it was strange because I felt like the black people that I would come across looked at me differently than they did prior to all that issue going on. And so that's mostly the only two things I wanted to say. I'm just feel like I'm just mouthing off here, but it's
No. Look, this is the point of the talk show. Sometimes you just have to do that, Angie. It's better than therapy and it's cheap too. So, you know, no, go ahead and have your say.
Okay. Well, I just said what I thought, and it just upsets me that there's people that aren't brilliant when it comes to voting and people that love to call other people names. They're basically looking at themselves in the mirror.
Angie, to your point, a couple of days ago, I have a good friend and they run an incredible restaurant here in Memphis and they have a lot of live music. It's a great place. And they had a couple come in. They ordered a lot of food. They ordered a lot of drinks, and then they did not pay. Well, they got their photographs, and they figured out who these people were. And so they named and shamed on the Facebook page. And now this restaurant is being accused of what you just said. That's racism. That's racism. How dare you? Who do you think you are? Well, you know what? It's not racist to demand that you pay for what you drink and what you eat. I mean, that's just common sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's called stealing, actually.
It is. And so now the poor restaurant owners are getting threatened, everybody. And you know how it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they refused to serve me. I walked in and really, come on. All right. Let's see the evidence. Let's go to the videotape. That's what I say.
Yeah.
So Angie, it's a fair point. And look, when you're hollering racism, that means you have no argument. You've got no position. That's all that
right.
is.
You're
all right.
Todd, I just want to say I love you. I love you. You're my favorite radio host, and I've listened to you for years.
Well, thank you, Angie. Well, I appreciate that. You're very kind, and give us a call back one of these days. Ben Diener, you're not going to believe this. We have the video. We have the video of the guy that was throwing the rocks at our building.
What?
Yep.
I stepped out for 1 second.
I got the video.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it was multiple times. It was a multiple pebble pelter.
I wasn't lying when I said it sounded like someone put out a BB gun and was shooting the side of the building.
The guy was out there for 9 minutes and 59 seconds.
Oh, it's over for him.
I'm telling you, we've got the video. Over. We got the goods.
Not in 2023. Can you do doorbells?
Can't get away with it.
Nope. It's like a deer camera.
That wasn't a deer. That was not a deer. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. And also a little kinky, Mark. I saw the video again over the weekend. There's some stuff going down at the. I'm just telling you, people of a certain age shouldn't be twerking. That's all.
I don't do it. That's for sure.
I didn't think you did. Mark, what's going on?
I'm referring to going touch bases with Alfonso not wanting to vote. You know, I didn't vote either until Trump ran, and I finally decided to vote. And you know, he made that reference that, you know, I just feel I'll be screwed. I mean, you know, you're screwed if you do, you're screwed if you don't, but you're going to be screwed more so if you don't this time around. Because when I was voting for the first time, it was just lies. Now it's full-fledged corruption. So my advice to these people that are out there getting registered to vote, they better do it, because this is going to be it, I think. I think this is the last straw.
Yeah, we
got to get out there and vote.
Everybody's got to get out. Mark, you're absolutely right. Everybody's got to get out and vote. And if we don't, we are in grave danger. And I will say this, look at the age of Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito. So we're going to start seeing some of the conservatives either retiring or going off to that great big, you know, courthouse in the sky. So, I mean, we've got to make sure we have a conservative president in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You just have to. And these Christians that sit down and they go, oh, man, God's going to take care of it. He's going to do this. Let me tell you something. God helps those that help themselves. You know something? When you die and you go up there, he's going to say, you know, I gave you that option to vote, and you chose not to. Now you're losing your country. Don't blame
it's
me.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. Mark, look, it's a great point you raise. Appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. You know, I want to go back to, he mentioned something about the churches and the Christians. And Dieter, here in this area, we've got all these churches that are radically progressive, that are involved in the elections and the races. They have the candidates. Meanwhile, all of the big mega churches don't want anything to do with politics. They're terrified. And they're all about racial reconciliation. One big mega church here actually held a Bible study. This is before you came to Memphis. They held a Bible study, a summertime Bible study, that was all about white people apologizing for racism. Mm. And, you know, I was asked, hey, do you want to go? And I'm like, I got nothing to apologize for. What are you, a racist? I mean, and seriously, it was the craziest thing. I'll have to tell you the name of the church off air.
I remember when I first moved here, the church that I no longer go to, they had a entire series through the month of June, can only imagine why it was that month, on racial relationships in the Mid-South. So what they did, Todd, they got a black pastor and a white pastor, and they went back and forth. It was touching.
What about the Hispanic pastor?
They don't matter.
They were excluded.
Asian pastors, kick it.
You don't matter. That's terrible. Oh my gosh. But I am curious, you know, and oh, it's just like there was one church, and you know, they have a bookstore, and they will not carry my books, even though they are very, you know, religious books in some aspects. It's just political. We just don't want to offend people. I mean, who are you going to offend, sinners?
Well, that's the thing. You know, Jesus wasn't political. He was apolitical.
That's right. Jesus never offended anyone.
No.
Just want to point that out. That's what
love.
They believe. You know what I think the
love
problem
is?
I think the pastors, the ones that wear the skinny jeans, it cuts off the oxygen supply.
Yeah,
and I think that's why we've actually got, there's a president of this, the Southern Baptist Convention, of which I am a member. It's kind of shameful these days. But the pastor, and he actually said, well, we should be practicing pronoun hospitality. I'm like, what the hell is that? Don't curse in the church. I'm sorry, Pastor. We need to be mindful that we can't offend the transgender people. All right, Pastor. So if a man comes in and he wants to identify as a woman, then we have to identify him as a woman. What the hell? Don't curse. The Lord doesn't like profanity. All right, sorry, Pastor. So what does this mean, Pastor? Well, if he's a man but he wants to go by a woman, you have to refer to him with female pronouns. All right, geez, Lou. And if he has to go potty, then you have to let him use the women's room. What the hell are you talking about, preacher? Todd, you're just not welcome here with that mouth. You've got a potty mouth. It's just unbelievable, Dieter.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a potty mouth. It's just shocking. But you got Southern Baptist preachers saying, well, you've got to humor them, right?
John 3:16, love is love.
Love is love. Can't we all just sing a Broadway show tune? And...
All right. You're on the prayer list, buddy.
I'm just like, I'm going to be excommunicated. Yeah. I do live there. I'm the unspoken.
They raise all four all the phalanges go up, the feet, the arms, they're all for Todd.
I have a great story in the book about a small town church, and they were having a prayer gathering, and a woman had her hand up. She said she had an unspoken prayer request, and it turned out the unspoken prayer request was for her daughter, who had moved from the small town to Atlanta and now was engaged in an alternative lifestyle.
Oh. So, mm-hmm. How did you know about that? That was supposed to be unspoken. Spoke it.
I know. Everybody knows everybody's business in a small Baptist church. And so it turned out the alternative lifestyle was that the child had started drinking unsweet tea. So that was that's the alternative.
Was that you, Todd? Are you the prodigal?
I'm not saying. Oh, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. What a great honor to have our good friend Charles Thorngren hanging out with us. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Legacy Precious Metals. LegacyPMInvestments.com is the website. And, Charles, I get this question a lot. Now, someone sent me a text message just the other day and said, Starnes, you're talking about the gold and silver IRAs all the time. What the heck are those things? So, Charles, I want you to tell our listeners give us like a tutorial on gold IRAs and silver IRAs.
Here it is in a nutshell. It's the IRA process for you, which has great tax advantages for you, which is a great way to save for your retirement, but without the limit of just being in stocks. You have the option of putting precious metals in there, gold and silver. You can diversify, which is the key to everything, being diversified. So you have all the same benefits, all the same savings, all the same tax breaks, but you're getting to include a tangible, physical, real asset in that IRA. It's a great benefit.
And this is something that you can do no matter how old you are. Is that right?
That is true. That is true. When the IRA process was first set up for individuals in 1986, And Ronnie Reagan did that for us. Metals have been allowed since day one. But the industry that absorbed the 401k and promoted it the most was the equities industry. So that's why we hear so much about it. But gold and silver has always been thought of part of that process. So at any age, you're able to take advantage of that. The sooner, the better.
Now, folks, I want you to write down a telephone number, and I'm going to give you an email, a website address. 866-473-6204. That's 866-473-6204. LegacyPMInvestments.com is the website. Now, you can call that number and you can talk to somebody, or you can check out their website, which is just really filled with all sorts of great info. You know, one of the things that Charles, you've been talking about for a long time on this program is making sure that our listeners are in investing smartly. And I'm curious, you know, what do you mean by that, and how can we start doing smart investing?
One of the key things to smart investing is understanding what you have, knowing what you have. And you know, anytime you hear these stories of people who have been taken advantage of and their financial advisor took all their money, it comes down to they didn't know what they were invested in. If you're not aware of what you're in, that's not smart investing. You should have some knowledge as to what you're doing. And one of the great things is when you call us, we go over all the aspects of gold and silver and how it works as an investment. So from that part of your IRA, you're going to have the knowledge. You're going to be able to say, I understand what this is and I understand what it's doing. That's smart investing. And whatever you don't have in those metals, take a look at it. If someone's recommending something for your IRA, your financial advisor, understand what you're investing in. If it's a company, understand the company. Because here's the great thing. You and I, normal people, we have a feeling for how the economy's going. We live in it. We know it. We have an understanding of what should do well based on some common sense types of things. That's what we mean by smart investing.
All right, real quick here, Charles. Another big thing is we talk about people making sure that all of your eggs are not in one basket. And you guys have some great information on the website about learning how gold and silver can actually protect your retirement. What do you want to tell people who are maybe nearing those retirement years?
Safety is the utmost importance. So many times you see people who are getting ready to roll into their retirement age and they haven't set themselves up to protect the principal. So many brokerages out there trying to say, oh, I'm going to get you so much gain. There's risk involved with that. There should be a safe feature to your retirement, because this is ultimately what you're saying. I'm going to use this to live my life after my working days are over. And for that to be the best situation, you want it to be the safest situation.
All right. Again, Charles Thorngren on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. LegacyPMInvestments.com is the website. I gave the number 866-473-6204. In about 60 seconds, Charles, what's going to happen? Somebody calls that number. Take us through that process.
You know, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get one of our account executives. And what I want you to do when you make that call is ask any questions you have. There are no bad questions. And I promise you, we've heard them all before. Whatever question you have, ask it, because we want to provide you with the knowledge so that you know what you're invested in and you feel that safety and we get you protected. Because ultimately, this investment has to meet your criteria. And that's what we want to do. We'll help you with paperwork. We'll walk you through the process. But more importantly, we'll give you the education that you need.
Folks, it's really awesome in the sense that there's really no pressure here. Legacy is all about making sure that your questions are answered. And they have a free gold guide that you can download over on the website. When you call, you're not going to get a hard sale. Everybody is there to help you make the right decisions for you and for your retirement. And again, the key here is start young. I know we have a lot of young listeners, and you can certainly do that. Charles, we got to wrap it up. LegacyPMInvestments.com. We really appreciate the great work and what you're doing for all of our great listeners.
And we appreciate you as well, Todd. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that's going to do it. We've got to skedaddle out of here. Been a busy day. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. 4 o'clock, I'll be on Newsmax. That's 4 o'clock Eastern. Hope to see you then. And also, be sure to pre-order the book. You can do that by going to Amazon or ToddStearns.com. Have a great day, America. You be good out there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.